Before we get to the chastisation, all you have to do is just accept yourself that way. The only person's validation you need is yourself, not anyone else. Please, you are perfect. You are just okay. I mean, you are beautiful just the way you are. Don't let society influence you. Don't let your friends do that. Don't let anybody, don't let social media. Some of these people, all they do is filter, good phones, and sunlight.
Exactly. Lots of light. Lots of light.
Please be real.
Ring
light. Exactly. Ring light. Good location. They are not that fine. Please don't let anybody deceive you. Okay, we'll be right back with a chat station, but first off, I want us to listen to what Corey de Bello has to say to this topic of ours. Enjoy The Way You Are. It is a song by Corey de Bello. We'll be right back with a chat station. Good morning. Welcome to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. I go by the name of Da Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And my unofficial radio boyfriend was supposed to be here, Benga Oreshegun, but I don't know what's keeping him busy, but I guess it's fine. Don't worry, Benga will be joining us pretty soon. Anyway, how are you? It's a new day. How are you holding up? I am good, just in case you're interested. Yes, Ada Blessing is fine, doing just okay. 16 minutes gone past 12. Previously, I mean, on Life and Dangerous, we talked about bleaching. And tonight on the chat station, we have something similar. So yes, we'll be discussing cosmetic surgery. A lot. Okay, let me not give my take. Not moving. I throw it out and I let you talk. So like I said, cosmetic surgery is what we'll be talking about tonight. And by the way, the show is always about you. And if anything is bothering your relationship, feel free to call our studio line. Let's handle them live on air. So Big Brother Niger reality star Alex Unusual has stated that those undergoing plastic surgery do so because they feel insecure. She took to her social media to pen down a lengthy post about those who are obsessed about plastic surgery. According to her, plastic surgery is not needed unless it is done due to health condition. But waking up and deciding to go for plastic surgery is the height of insecurity. Stating further, she opined that most ladies desire is achievable if they are disciplined and determined to work at it. She added that she often tried to convince people who love to go under the knife to think twice before taking that step, as there is no guarantee of perfection or survival during the surgery. Going for surgery doesn't make you a bad person, but I know you need help to build self-love, and the people around you are not helping you. It hurts me more when the surgery is to have figure eight. That means perfection to you and the shallow-minded people in our society. She also revealed that everyone has an insecurity they're dealing with, and they're also, I mean, she went on to say that according to her, she has hers as well. I am currently dealing with one due to a health condition. I have to eat when I'm not hungry and put on a lot of weight. Her constant weight gain made her insecure, but she didn't choose surgery to get rid of her insecurity. She added that some people are born chubby, but the definition of a perfect body doesn't favor them, which doesn't have anything to do with their beautiful soul. She also stated that people should stop looking for shortcuts that can kill them easily. The reality show star also made it known that many will disagree with her opinion because they feel attacked, or that she has no right whatsoever to speak. Concluding her post, she stated, "I just hope we all learn to love our bodies, put in the work when necessary and where necessary as well. Try your best to be healthy and active. Let's not watch our bodies fall apart and get depressed. Let's not key into society's demand, but our own personal demand." Chat station, over to you. Let's discuss this. Does having plastic surgery mean that you are insecure and don't have self-confidence? Do you believe that people who have cosmetic surgery, or do you think they are vain or insecure, or think they are trying to be the best they can be? does it matter if they are correct in a problem such as loose skin from massive weight loss, or they prefer to, you know, tight jawline, or they just want to have pointed nose, or they just want to touch a body part. They just feel, oh, if I was like this, I think I would have been better. Oh, if I had a tighter skin, I think I would have been good, would have been comfortable enough to like put on my bikini, hit the beach, take pictures and post online. Oh, if I had no scars, if I had no stretch marks, I would have been putting on some sort of clothes. Oh, I think if I had the, you know, a good figure eight, that butt-like shape, I would have been able to like wear some clothes, attend some parties. I don't feel comfortable. I don't like the fact that I have to tuck my tummy in just to walk. If I just stand there, it's almost like I have a GP tank. No, I don't like myself. I have to work on myself. I don't like the fact that when I put on clothes, they don't fit. I don't have breasts. I don't have the backside. I don't have anything. Oh, I have to put on this particular kind of dress, because if I put on others, I'm not going to look good in them. I can't be subjected to this lifestyle. I have to work on my body. I have to be comfortable. I have to put on whatever. Do people feel more confident after plastic surgery? I mean, just imagine, what would you do if your girlfriend or your wife walked up to you like, babe, I want to go under the knife. I don't like my body. I want to figure it. What would you do as a man? And ladies, are you feeling like doing that? Are you under pressure? Is it something you want to do for yourself? Or do you feel like, oh, okay, yes, I am insecure, so what? I want to work on myself. I want to be confident out there. Let's discuss this. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And we do have a WhatsApp number. It is 0809-597-5805. My ladies, the studio line is 0146-57-190. Now, there was a time that I was considering it. Yeah, no pretense. I was actually considering, not for the society, not for anybody, for myself. Like, okay, I just want to look this way. So other people like me, just saying. 0700-993-993-993. Let me pick line 4. I want to start the show good with morning. A lady. Yes, hello, good morning.
This is Adeyinka.
Adeyinka, good morning, welcome.
Yeah. Hello, Benga.
Benga is here. He just walked in.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Benga.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah. Okay. Either for me, I can go with what Alex says.
Okay.
Most of the people going for the surgery, I think, like, they don't feel comfortable with their body. I know it. You get to some point in your life, definitely. I had that feeling also. But at some point, you get to some point in your life where you feel insecure about something. Or if you ask, if you're in the midst of some, if you're in the cycle of some things, and all of them are something you don't have, you feel insecure. It takes someone that has, how would I even put it? It takes someone that has the mentality or has the capacity, like, that can fight it out. And like, okay, I'm a special being among them. Let me just put it that way. So I believe those going for bones, enlargement, breast and everything, they feel insecure about you. So that's why they're going for it. And which is very bad. If you, some people will just save up for that and do it. They don't know it takes a lot of maintenance. You don't just go and do the surgery and just like, okay, when I'm done, I'm done. Do you have the money to continue? No. So that is what is killing most of Nigerians, let me say, most of Nigerian ladies, and it's mostly done with ladies, not even the men. What are men doing? Nothing. And they believe, okay, if you go on social media now, is it that you see a lady with a big backside, like, and you see men tripping into her BM, so they feel, okay, I think I want to get that kind of attention and stuff like that. So that's just, they feel insecure. I concur with what Alex said. So that's just my one.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you very much for calling Adeyinka. All right. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Ada, good evening.
Good morning.
Jari.
Good morning, Big Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm managing.
All right, good to know. Yeah.
You know, there's a side of you that I just thought about. Growing up, some of our parents, they tend to feed these young lads with a lot of fatty stuff, things that make them really swollen before they're even 3 years old. You see a baby's neck looking like Michelin tire, the arms all puffy and popping like Mary Amaka. You understand? So these things, they register in the DNA, so to speak, and the baby has a kind of craving even growing up. You understand? He's used to that much eating.
Okay.
Yes, so someone might have an argument that even at that, as the baby is going into their 10 years, 12 and 13, their body tends to normalize based on the society that they are going through. So they have options of the body size to maintain. Voila. That being that, another angle is some of our ladies, the ones that like to say, oh, I'm fleshy, I'm chubby, I'm big and bold. They have all these terms to cover the fact that they are fat. Being fat is not even a crime in itself, but nobody wants to be addressed as fat. But then, half of them are because of their own, will I call it, disfiguration, so to speak. You understand? You can't even tell where the figure 8 started and ended. Somebody's belly is protruding more than the breast. You can't even look at them from the side and say, okay, this is the breast, this is the belly. When they go out on this, they want to eat and take away and take for a friend, and there's no friend, the takeaway is even for them. Yes, there are many things that will happen. They chop at everything. They all have for benefits. Chopping and drinking, red wine, all these things. These things have what they deposit and make you have more cravings for just eating and eating and eating. Even me, as I take minerals a lot, I'm beginning to take just as much Zobo as mineral that I take. Because that's what a natural drink.
Okay.
So, and even mineral is getting costly. So, my point is basically that, to an extent, is insecurity, and to an extent, is just some ladies wanting to just look better. But the truth of the matter is, many of them watch themselves go out of home. But it's when they become, is as age sets in, and they have certain desires, that they now begin to know, oh, I need to go under the knife. I mean, going under the knife is already a risk. You don't know who is a professional and who just really learned it. You go under the knife with somebody that will kick you and cover you up and leave you bleeding internally. And you come home, you can't even lie on the bed. It's a health risk on its own. So let's learn to love ourselves. Let's learn to watch what we eat and drink. And let's know the size and shape that we like so that we can maintain it. And even if we definitely, over time, go out of that shape, it will not happen by, it will happen gradually. And we'll be probably loved in the eyes of the beholder, or the beholder love us for who we are even still, because they met us when we were the best size for their eyes. So it's a combination of almost every factor, but half of them is their fault. They want themselves to get out of form, pizza, everything, everybody goes chopping. Calm down. Transfer what you're about to eat into monetary lifting and accumulate savings and invest. Well, you mustn't chop anything that anybody comes across. You want to chop up.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah,
okay, remember, we're talking about cosmetic surgery, and we're asking, in all honesty, does having plastic surgery mean that you are insecure and you don't have self-confidence? Do you believe people who have cosmetic surgery are vain or insecure, or think they are trying to be the best they can be? I mean, some might just think, oh, I think I am too fat. It's just me. It's my perception. I want to get from a size 12 to 8. or I think I have loose skin. I can't wear crop top anymore. So let me go, you know, work on it so I can put on whatever I want to wear. Some people feel like, oh, my nose is too flat when I make up, even when I use contour, it doesn't bring up my nose to be as I want it to be. So let me go tweak it up a bit so I can have a nose as pointed as that of Ada. Yeah, I have to film myself a bit. Okay, let's take phone calls. Am I lying?
Ada rest.
Tell me, am I lying?
Just.
I mean, I look foreign. Yeah, just my nose. I know. I look it.
Ada just rest, okay? Just rest. You need the rest.
I'll take phone calls, yeah, after this. I think there was a time I was so obsessed about my nose. I have to say this on the radio. And I'll just walk up to my brothers. Mind you, they have pointed nose as well. But I think not as long as mine. So I walk up to them, I'll be like, let's do a competition now. And they're like, okay. What was at stake was meat. Whoever wins takes the other person's meat during meal. So I tell them, let's drink water from the morgue. Anybody's nose that comes out wet, I will be watching you. Just put your nose in there. Let it just, if it touches the water, you will take the other person's meat. And my, I was always winning. I was always having extra meat. Okay, more calls. So sorry about that. Give us a call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Moya. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Moya, what's your take on cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery? Is this something that you'd consider someday? Or are you considering it already?
I've not.
For real? Be honest. I have. I've considered this for like years.
And that bless you.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine that came to my mom's show. He's a guy. The guy needs to ask me that, Moyo. Can I ask him? Can I ask him? What do you want to ask? He said that, you want to go and do surgery on your body? And I said, for what? I told the person that I don't like it. I will not do it. No matter how the money I have in this world, I will not do it.
So there's no body part of yours that you feel like you should work on it?
If I talk on my body, I'll go for an exercise.
No body part?
What are you going for?
Your jaw, your arm, your tummy,
no matter
your
what,
breast.
No matter. If I want to, I'll go for an exercise.
Glass.
We're going for surgery. I will not do that. I don't have interest.
So let's just say you have like pronounced boobs. Your breasts are like way too big. How are you going to reduce that? I'm not conversing for surgery.
Wait,
I'm just.
I have boobs and I have fumble. Understand?
That's where they will
legend.
See
anger.
Legend. Which one is legend?
Legend.
Please, go ahead. Ignore Benga.
I don't want a problem.
Moyo, you should be proud. You should be proud of yourself.
That's what I'm saying now.
Like, there are lots of people who are looking forward to things like that.
No matter what, I'm proud of my body. I'm very proud of my body. Because I have everything. And I start, but when I go, I want to go and look for extraordinary. I don't need it. I'm not interested. So I do what Alexander just said.
Okay.
I won't do that. So that's my own opinion.
All right, yeah. Thank you very much. Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Inka calling back.
Welcome.
Concerning the other caller that said something about like someone being chubby, but they're not chubby, they're fat. They don't just like admitting they're fat. Okay, let me use myself as an example. I don't call myself fat because I'm not. I played football before and I was very, very slim. But immediately I stopped playing, not up to a year, I had it up really fast. So I knew instantly that I had the tendency of getting fat. I was not fat because I was doing exercise and I was burning it out. I only had it up. But now, okay, I felt insecure about my body, and that was because when I only, like, I noticed my tummy started getting big because I have a very flat tummy.
Okay.
I noticed my tummy started getting big, burning on my other part.
Oh dear. Adeyinka, please call back if you can. Hello, good morning. Hello.
such other blessing. Classic surgery.
Welcome.
How are you?
I am good.
Hi, baby. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hi, work.
Work is good. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Benga is here.
You know what?
Your Benga is here.
Okay, Benga, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to see you. I'd like to see if there is anything I want to do with my pony. I have this life pony. Even if I eat, people, my friend will ask me, let's see if you have eaten. And I will be ashamed of myself. It will be as if I'm not eating. That is how I'm being, right from the village. Even my mom, she's always like that, very clean. Even if I eat, people, my friend will say, listen, go and eat now. I'll eat. So sometimes I will eat late time in the night because there is a time I told the before you are there, I want my family to take off. Some people advise me to eat late time. And I will eat later. Sometimes I will eat plenty food around 1-2 a.m. But yes, my tummy is like that. If there is any way I can do that, and I love it because some people have this big tummy, you know. Maybe sometimes if they tired, maybe we have all these short wrappers. Like my friend, she will tie with short wrapper like this. You need to see the way the thing will sit tight. You can even call her my dad. But me, they will call my junior sister. My junior sister is 4 years. They will call her my dad. Meanwhile, they will say this girl. Mm. And I should know her more than 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I don't like my very.
Okay, well, Blessing, what do you have to say about people that, you know, go under the knife? Do you think they're insecure?
No, I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's good?
Because with that plastic surgery, some people can't even work on their self. Because I know of the people that work on their self, and their stature is changed to who they want to be. Honestly, I don't think it's right to me. If there is any natural thing that they will do to change their stature to how they want, that one is better than plastic surgery.
Okay.
Thank you, Ada.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
This is Vinka Kulumbo.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah, I was saying before. I immediately knew that I had the tendency of getting fat. But one thing I love my body for, this time around, there was a point in my life like I wasn't sick, I was eating, but I was going down. People started asking me, are you thinking? What's wrong with you? Like, my body means you don't understand. Okay, at some point I said I want to go register for a gym. I was like, okay, I want to gain my former body back. But I get to understand the fact like this is my body. You want me, like you accept me. Then I was now dating someone. It's not like come, you're getting fat. I don't like it too. I told you, if you don't like, I'll blame me. So we need to accept our body, like be confident enough. And again, most of us are actually the cause of it. Some of us. For example, now I have a colleague. She eats a lot. She takes like salt, drink a lot, and stuff like that. And the next thing you hear, she'll tell you she wants to reduce. You that you can't do without food. You like, don't let me say she's lazy. Yes, she's lazy. And yet you say you want to reduce. So low self esteem.
Hello? Oh dear. Basically, she's saying it's low self-esteem. But what about your confidence? Like, what if they just want to feel good? When I was considering plastic surgery, it wasn't because I was thrilled or anything, or I felt like, I was feeling like, I think I'm not accepted. Oh, my friends, they all have this butter-like shape or something. I was just doing it for me. I thought about it for myself. I was like, okay, I think I'll look better when I do this. I wasn't under no pressure. So don't you think some people are like that? They're in that WhatsApp group. They're just doing it for themselves. And not to be admired by men or doing it because your friends are doing it. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm, good morning. What's your name?
James. I'm a solo.
Hi, James.
Fine. Linda.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Women need to accept their bodies in the first place. If you reject your body, who is going to accept it? We men, we accept our own. We don't have time for that, but women still like us. Why are they putting different things inside their bum bum? Thank you.
Did he just say that? Put different things inside their bum bum? For real? Oh dear, call back if that was you. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
This is Moses.
Hi, Moses. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Welcome. Talk to us.
First, what I will say is this. Don't know me, don't judge me, please. One thing I want to say about this is this. The truth is that whatever anyone does, you don't need anybody to tell you. You have to always think about the implication. You know you're going to grow old, except you never plan to grow old. You're thinking you want to die early. You should think of how will this thing be when I'm growing old, when my body is tolerating. How will this same shape I'm trying to keep or I'm going under surgery for, how is it going to be? You know, sometimes when I see ladies fix these eye lenses, I go to a stage that I even ask the doctor, and doctor let me know that nothing, that one is not bad. Because I always ask, like, when they go old, is it not going to affect their eyes? So whatever thing you're doing, you want to think how it's going to affect you when you're growing old. But the fact we are still saying that you should accept your body the way you are does not still mean you should not do exercise or you should be lazy about your body. You shouldn't just leave your body anyhow. If you really appreciate your body, you want to find time to take care of your body. Mm. If it's to do exercise, if it's to do, not that you say you can eat everything, you know you're growing big, and you say, I accept my body the way I am. You accept it the way you are, nobody will look at you. And you will blame nobody for it. That is just a simple truth. If you love yourself, you may not go on that knife, but you will do anything possible, like exercise, to keep yourself fit.
Hmm.
If you love your body.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Moses. Thanks for calling. They are being insecure because there is no how you would be uncertain of who you really are till you are of the financial capability to perform an expensive surgery. Okay. Godwin. All right. Hello?
Yeah, it's Moya calling back.
Okay, welcome back, Moya.
Yeah. Shout out to Moses. Let me know who Father Mook. I don't want to again. Hey, like me now. I'm fat, you understand? But what other people are eating? I don't see it. And I'm fat. But I have a friend of mine. She can eat for Africa and she's not fat.
Okay.
So, like me now, my family. You know, I'm fat in my family. But my friends, my girlfriend, she can eat anything in this world. And she's like, back one. She's very flat on me. Everything's fat. And she knows how to eat very, very well. And she's not fat. That's why I was like, I don't like food like that. I'm not a food person like that. And she's a food person. And she's not fat. And me, I'm fat. So no matter what, I know about food. It's not food. If you have gene in your family, I'm really fat in your family. You fat. No matter what. So me, my house, they're fat.
Okay.
And she, their family, are not fat. And she carries everything to what? And she's not fat. So, same difference now.
Okay.
So, for me, it's not by eating, it's not by food, it's not food. It's not food, though. I don't know, like, she can serve, as in, like, 2 o'clock in the night, every day. And she's not fat. She doesn't have flat, big tummy. Her tummy is very flat.
Okay. So, but what about people that actually go for this surgeries? What do you have to say about that? Like, you think they're not confident in themselves or something?
You know, like, some people are not confident with themselves. Some people they want to have fun. And all people should notice them as, almost a shape or this person has shaped that. For example, maybe my friend did something, I want to go and do it. So. That's cool. People are catching cruise. Some people are catching cruise.
Catching cruise with something as expensive as that?
You know, no, okay. I don't want to mention one celebrity.
Okay.
For me, I like her body.
Okay.
You understand? But she has to go and do. Because I don't. That one plastic surgery. I'm like, I don't understand. You're okay with that. Why now? Grateful that they came.
Okay.
So I don't want to mention her name. She's a celebrity.
No, it's fine. It's fine. All right, then. Thank you so much for calling. Hello? So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Daniel from here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have my different angle to this. I think one of the reasons why some people go for this surgery, some of our guys, cause this. Now, for instance, let's say a group of guys sitting down, and you see a lady, maybe a leopard girl, slim girl passes, you will not get this more attention. But let's just say a girl or a lady with like this big breast, big backside passes by. You notice that most of the guys will just add in. They draw the attention, everyone, oh boy, see, you know, full package, things like that. And at the same time, secondly, what causes it? Because there's this girl I'm going out with for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have been going out together. Initially, she was like kind of shy, you know, like, okay, I don't have big breasts, I don't have this. I said, look, babe, you're okay the way you are. You know, some of our guys, when we see this girl, like, let's say when we have sex, maybe from there we discover, oh, she didn't have much of this, she didn't have much of this. That was our fear then. It was after, like, 2 times we were together. I still say, babe, you're okay, you are good. But there are some other guys, after this, they were like, babe, no, dude, as in, we're giving this girl's attitude. I think that's one of the reasons most of them feel so insecure.
Oh,
that's one of the reasons that would drive them to go, okay, my guy said, I don't get this. Or, so person. The first guy I dated said, I didn't have this. That was why he left. Maybe this other guy, I have to do surgery to. That's what I just, you know, it's one of the reasons most ladies go for this. Surgery because of our guys.
Okay. Another angle, because of men. So you see, men, hello? Some of you are the ones pressurizing these ladies. Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Hello.
Confidence. Hello, Ada, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Oh, Prudence, how are you?
This is Adeyinka calling.
Oh, Adeyinka, welcome back. I thought I heard Prudence.
Okay, before we go back to self-confidence, let's talk about the men. It's vice versa.
Go ahead.
It's vice versa.
Oh, for real? Tell me, what do men do?
Some men out there don't feel comfortable with their dick. They tell you it's too small. mainly it's always about it's too small. Now, okay, if they're comfortable, why are they going for dick enlargement? So it's vice versa. So why are you seeing men saying, okay, I think ladies get attracted to guys with six packs, big chest, like huge and stuff like that? So it's vice versa. But the awareness of the female own is getting more. And again, the more attention ladies want is like, if you see the slim lady pass now, you'll be like, she has this one, be like, and if you see a lady that has a bigger chest and she walk past guys, you'll be like, oh, more, see what this girl carry. So that alone. But if you're confident enough and you love yourself, as in, like, the self-esteem, like, you won't even, like, the confidence alone is just there. Like, if you're confident about your body, like, no matter what people see or do, you'll never feel into you. Like, I don't even know how to explain, but the feeling is vice versa. I think ladies are just, like, going extreme now. And it's more going viral. Because guys do dick enlargement. They go for it. If you see guys, mostly guys now are going to the gym because of six packs now. And you see girls saying that, oh my, if my guy don't get six packs, I can't go for a pot belly guy. Like, who wants to go for a pot belly guy on the lumps? So it's vice versa.
Some still do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Adeyinka. And thanks for being honest. Yes, some guys as well.
But the thing is, when it comes to ladies who, I think it goes both ways. There are some ladies who would say that, oh, I wish I have big boobs. And there are some ladies who have big boobs who really do not appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it all depends on the way you carry it. Okay. I know of someone. Yeah. Okay. Aisha. The way she carries herself, okay, it's different. Okay. It depends on the way you carry yourself. All right. But when, for men, I've thought about it before, when I said, oh, I wish I could have a D enlargement. But every time I say that to my lady, she's like, no. So it now depends on the way, as a man, for those who are actually thinking it, it's not by the size. And as a lady, I believe you can attest to this. The size really matters, though.
Not.
It depends,
really.
Because I know some.
It
people
depends on
who
the lady and how skillful the guy
and
is,
and all of it. And they don't know how to use it.
Oh yeah.
They don't know how to use it. It's just big and long, so useless. But there's just some who are just, you know, medium size, and they get the actual results. So I just think the whole thing just starts from the mindset. It's the mind. Oh, I wish I have this big hips. There's always someone out there who will love you for
who you
are.
I wish I have that big hips.
Adarist. There's just someone out there who would love you for who
I
you are.
I wish my ass was as big as that of a dog.
I don't have six pack.
But you can achieve it. Hit the gym. You're just being
but
lazy.
But she loves me like this.
Oh, wow.
At least that's what she says. I don't know if she's lying, but that's what
she
says all the time, you know.
I mean, she's saying that to you, but she's stuck on Flavor's page.
That's what she says.
She's stuck on Yaya's page. I mean, she's stuck on. I don't know, I'm just saying.
But that's what she says. Okay, that she says, Mika, I love the way you are. Okay? That I love the way you are.
I love the way you
and
are.
And also, there's some ladies who have big bellies. You know that when, as a lady, you have big bellies. I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, chairman.
I don't think it's healthy. So if your man says that, okay, hit the gym.
Come on, not big belly we get. Don't kill anybody.
It's for your own good. It's for your own good. All right, because when you now start giving birth, you know it's going to.
To what? What are you saying?
No, as a lady. A lady who has a big belly.
Yeah.
When you give birth,
what will happen?
It will come up again.
So it's good.
No, I'm not saying it's good.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying, that when your man tells you, like, okay, you have hit the gym, start doing tummy talk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for your own good. It's not as if it was, ah, you must love me the way I am. If you can't love me the way I am, no. It's for your own good. And also, if as a man, your lady says that, hit the gym. It's for your own good. We talked about it yesterday that there are some outfits that when you wear as a big belly person, it won't look good on you. Yeah, maybe Agbada might look like fake politician.
Why you like
all right? But maybe you want to put on suit, you're going for an interview and you come into an interview, you wear suit and you look so ugly. No, I'm different though.
No, yesterday they begged me. I was begged.
I said, so. Okay, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
Someone entered my DM. I was like, Ada, please take it this young banker now. Yeah. I was like, oh, poor child. Yeah. I'll pity him. So I wanted to say something tonight, but for that person that entered my DM,
Ada,
on your behalf, I'll let it fly.
Ada, Aisha loves me the way I am.
Is that her name?
Yeah, she loves me.
Wow. Officially, Benga is taken, and Benga just announced the name on the radio.
Yeah,
this is the second time he's calling her name.
She loves me.
He was saying, some people carry themselves like a certain way. I love the way Aisha carries herself. And I looked at him in my head, like, who's Aisha again now? To be alone, who's this
one? She loves me the way I am.
Now, Aisha loves. Somebody song go find me one day. Hey. I don't dare wait to do. Okay, today is hookup. I'll pull my detail out.
Do we always have sunshine at night?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. But I'm just saying, I'm going to pull my detail out tonight. Like, Ada Blessing from Cross River State, 28.
She's a big cook.
I don't know how to cook. Okay, I know how to, but I don't like it. So I'll tell you. Yeah, I know how to cook, but I don't enjoy cooking. What else? Do I have a job? Yeah, I do. I work.
Do you have something doing?
My blood group, my genotype. Yeah, just there. Then I am tall.
I have 5.2 feet tall. No, 4.9.
Are you
fun?
Anyway, when we get into the whole competition of the show, yeah.
3-2.
Wow. Well, tonight I'll be dropping my detail. Can you imagine? Benga has somebody. Benga has found someone. Somebody must find me tonight, eh? Where are my lovers? Olua Chukudi. Mr. Frank. Daddy, where are you people? Egbenga cannot be doing this to me. Y'all are here. Egbenga is just talking about one special one. Oh, wow. Yeah. Anyway, love is such a beautiful thing. I am happy for you.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I just special. Hope that while cooking for her, you don't serve her breakfast. Please do lunch, dinner, or something. Not breakfast, actually. Sorry about that. Okay, we have some WhatsApp messages.
All right, this one says, Ada baby,
yeah.
I greet you for your good work. I'm Samuel. The truth is that when you love yourself, you can't worry about all those things. Just be yourself and be proud of yourself. Don't try to be another. Hi, Ada. Moya just called herself fat. As I called some girl fat in a club in Festac in 2000, all hell broke loose. Two-faced DB himself, Nain, settled the matter that night. Later, when I traveled abroad, I learned as an insult to call someone fat.
Mm-hmm.
Worse that than calling someone a fool. So please tell Moya not to call herself fat or her from Festac. Adam, yours are ready for this hookup. Don't stress yourself.
Oops.
This one says, hi, Adam Binger. Please,
I'm
Binger.
Taken.
Oh, God. This feels good. This feels good. This one says, hi, Adan Binger. Please, Binger, I beg you, in the name of God, please try and get your voice insured. There's something about it.
Lori.
Nah, she feels the person like
Lori.
This
That's Lirira. That's Lori on the Raw. Okay. Time check, it's 1 o'clock. And in as much as we're like, oh, we talk about the whole cosmetic surgery, which, by the way, before Benga come, you're not leaving. Your take. What's your take on this final take? Because it's time for us to get into the hookup edition of the show. But please, okay, I wanted to squeeze in a call. But it's 1 o'clock and this is a change to me. I want to stick to time. Okay.
It depends on... I remember I used to watch this show on cable TV back then, way back, Dr. Naoto Onzara.
Okay.
Did you hear about it?
I think I did.
And there are some people who come on there that legitly they deserve cosmetic surgery. Like they deserve, there's some, you see some, I'd be like, whoa, what happened to you? It was just nature. So there's some people who, you know, I think they deserve it. But there's some people who just like that lady who died. I saw that lady's, I was like, she's got an amazing body. But yet she still went under the knife. So I just feel it's orientation. I just feel it's
her body was good.
Like banging buddy. But you say that you still want to go under the knife? Is it peer pressure? Or is it just ignorance, basically?
So sad.
So I feel one should just know where to draw the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is driving you? Why do you want to do this? Is it because of peer pressure? All of these things matters. If you can just answer those questions, then the decision lies with you. You want to go for it? People have died from it. And yet, people have come out really beautiful from it. You know, there's Nicki Minaj, you know? Even though we know that some of the things are all plastic and dull, I still love that girl.
Okay?
So, you just pick. Do you want to just stay natural? And you know, natural is big. And once you do that stuff, you can't come back from it. It's just like the bleaching we talked about. Because when you take out, when they put all the things there and they remove it, you say, oh, I'm burning again, let me remove it. You can't go back to the way it was before. That's mine. 10 cover.
All right, Benga, thank you so much for being part of the show. And all I have to say is accept yourself the way you are. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to go under the knife. It's 50-50. Yeah, you might say, oh, I follow the celebrity. People have been doing it. Why is it my turn that I'm going to die? Please, I'm not saying you're going to die. I'm not saying you're going to come out alive. I'm just saying, do you really need that? You can hit the gym. Might take a longer time. But it's going to give you your desired result. It's all about discipline as well. Work on yourself. Know what to consume. By that I mean know what you're eating. Just live a healthy lifestyle and you're going to have that body. You really don't need to go on that knife. And the sad thing is, I'm not trying to talk down on anyone's business as well, but the sad thing is when you do it, it's not just there. You now have to constantly go in for check ups and stuff. You have to, you know, place yourself under some certain do's and don'ts. Like, you're gonna be, your life is basically going to be regulated. Yeah. And do you have that time and money? In all honesty, I think it's a whole lot of work. Yeah. So personally, I was considering it, but over time I think I had a change of heart. Like, okay, if I feel like I'm not comfortable anymore, I might just hit the gym and get the desired body. It just takes time, commitment, effort and dedication, basically. So please, my dear, don't ever feel less of yourself, okay? Don't let any man make you feel like, oh, I'm not with you because you don't have the Nicki Minaj kind of body, or you don't look like Cardi B, or you don't look like some of our reality TV stars here in Nigeria. I can't be with you. I want to be with a girl like that. The sad truth is, you might actually do that for him and you guys don't end up together. Why should you even change yourself for anyone? That's it. someone that loves you but accepts you the way you are is not going to want you in another person's body. That's not love. That person is conditioning you, and you deserve more than that. You deserve to be loved 100. So please, if you're with a partner that's encouraging you to be healthy, to hit the gym, then that's perfect. But not somebody that's asking you to go under the knife. What is it going? Wait. What's it going to do when you do that? Just appreciate you. Who is going through the stress? You. When you're under the knife, who is at risk of making it or not making it? Still you. So I don't know why we just let ourselves to be pressured. Okay, the girls are doing it, flaunting their bodies on social media, getting all the likes and comments and appraisals. Oh, you look beautiful. Oh, look at the figure eight. They put on dresses and are like, oh, drop dead gorgeous. You want to be like them? Do you know what they're dealing with? You don't want to accept your comfortable life as you have right now. It's a whole lot of work. All I can do here is sit down, advise you. By the end of the day, if you really want to do that, it's up to you. It's your life. It's your choice. But just know that it's not guaranteed. People die from this. Last week, a very beautiful lady died. I mean, the story is everywhere. She actually inspired this topic. Alex Unusual reacted to this because of the lady. And I saw her videos. It's not like she wasn't okay. This girl looked beautiful. And then I asked why. Just because you want to look like this particular model, this particular celebrity. You're ready to do anything just to be like them? Come on, that's a lot. Accept yourself the way you are. Love yourself. No one is going to love you as much as you do. And the way you love yourself is going to reflect and is going to show and teach people how to love and carry you. When you think less of yourself, people see this, they feel the energy. And you don't need that vibe from yourself. You don't. Be your first cheerleader. When you wake up, say those amazing words to yourself. Those words of affirmation. Oh God, you're beautiful. You're sexy. You're hot. Oh baby girl, you're the best thing that has ever happened to you. You know, praise yourself. And I'm not saying while doing that you should not be honest to yourself. If you're putting on too much weight and you don't like it, it's all about you. Be selfish about yourself, what you like, what you want, and what you're doing. So if you don't like your body anymore, then do you. Like, oh, okay, I think I'm putting on way too much weight. Let me hit the gym and look like this. Have that mental picture of yourself, not of anyone else. Then work on yourself. Please yourself and diet. It works. I think 2 years ago, I got to size 10, 12. I shared this story. I don't think I have a picture of... Okay, I think I do. Some of my pictures on Instagram, not that glaring. Some of you that are hitting me up. I still remember one. I remember his handle, but I'm not going to mention it. He commented, entered my DM. I was like, Ada, work on yourself now. See your tummy. You look pregnant. Yeah, people started sending me DMs. Ada, are you pregnant? And all of that. It wasn't about them. It was me. The first thing I said to myself was, oh, I am not tall. Like, I'm 5.2. I don't want to be overweight and then be looking like a round ball. No, I don't want to do that. Also, I don't have money to change my wardrobe. Imagine moving from 6'8 to 10'12. Like, you have to practically change everything. So I was like, nah. I don't have that. I don't have that funds to change everything in my wardrobe. Nah, I'm not doing that. I have to go back. And I struggled. It was a struggle. I went from eating three times a day to eating once a day. And I was doing lots of fruit. And it worked. I'm now back to 8. So it's very possible. You don't need to go under the knife. Think of your life. What if you don't make it? Don't let anybody pressure you. I repeat, don't. You are beautiful. You're perfect. You're okay. You're enough. Thank you very much. It's 10 minutes gone past one. Let me squeeze in some WhatsApp messages and then we'll call it a wrap. We draw the curtain here and get into the hookup edition of the show. By the way, I'll be dropping my detail tonight. Yeah, I said that. I know some of you have given up already. Like, Ada is just here catching cruise. But trust me, I'll do it. I'll do it tonight. If I forget, please remind me. Ada, read my messages. So, okay. Where your text? I just chill for bed to listen to Ada and Benga with other callers and WhatsApp messages concerning surgery and bleaching skin while I busy they decode how to retrieve my FB account where hackers not allow rest. But I don't finally recover my FB account back this night after almost a month with them hacker. But thanks to Google coming to my rescue by claiming the account and shutting it down till I claim with my FB valid info to claim it. Okay. Congratulations. Well done. Ain't nothing worse than one not appreciating how they are, be it fat or skinny, dark or light, tall or short, flat tummy or pot belly. Until we realize that God never creates ugly, ignorance would continue to lead many to will continue to lead many to go under the knife. I appreciate how I am, regardless of people's view about my physical looks. Besides, I don't even need anyone's validation about how I look, long as I'm cool and comfortable with it. Let's learn to love and appreciate ourselves first before seeking people's validation, which I don't deem necessary. My humble opinion, Elvin Craig typing. Okay, I've read it. We good? Hi Ada, I think ladies actually put each other under such pressure more than men do. My opinion though, babes want heads to turn when they pass by. Oh yeah, Taris from Lekki, please. please continue with your politics, eh? Don't bring it here. Whatever he's saying, it's up to him. Hi Ada and Benga, morning. Great show, great topic. My take on the topic is this: I think it's more of adventure sometimes. I had a friend in OAU, Ilaife, in 1999, she had breast surgery reduction about $1,000. That's that was $88,000 then. Oh wow, because her parents could afford it, so it's not always insecurity. O'Hara from Festa. Okay, good morning, Uncle Benga and Elon Ada. I like this. People do it for the gram and also for men. Someone on your show even said he would pick Nyash to sense. Yes, I remember. Love the heart and not the body, because the body will fade away, but the brain will always get better and better. Tony from USA. Okay, Tony, thank you so much for the text. And to everyone that reached out, thank you so much. I really do appreciate. And I remember that day, the guy was like, if you know Gary Nyashmi, I know good day with you. I think I made it to... Wait. I should have that video somewhere on my page. Looking for it. Hopefully, I get to see it. Okay, I've seen it. Now let's listen to this caller. I was shocked when he said it that day. Listen to this.
What did you say?
It's Avinash. I'm not Avinash.
So you love women with...
Avinash, I say that.
Of course I am not. I just wanted you to say that. So even if she doesn't have sense, she should just have the backside. You're good.
For you to have that backside, you must have sense, so, because all these kind of people give that kind of...
Are you for...
You heard right. So he was like, you must have Baku. You must have it for us to rule. So it's saddening that some men are putting women sister's condition, like, oh, you have to have a certain body and some physical attributes for you to be accepted. It's scary. Please stop doing that. Imagine yourself having a daughter and she's back home crying and you ask why. She tells you as a father, my boyfriend is breaking up with me because of my body type. How are you gonna feel? It's quite hurtful. Did she create herself? No, she didn't. Please. When you're making your requirements, remember that you have sisters and you're someday going to be a father and you might have daughters. Okay? Thank you very much for being part of the show. Now it's time for us to get into the hookup edition of the show and also a segment where you can give your love feel shout out to that special one. All you have to do, pretty simple, tell us about you, where you are from, of course your name, your location, your age, your blood group, your genotype, your height, your religion. Describe your personality. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Or are you just in between? And are you the type that you just love adventure? You like going out? Or you, well, you just want to be indoors? Like you can't be indoors for like 3 months. Just all you need is just light, water, food, and data. You're good. Say it all. Let us know before you now say, oh, I'm a cool person, easygoing. And you now meet somebody that every Friday night she must be outside. People not having problems. No. Tell us about you and the kind of partner you want to meet on the show. Be very honest about it. Remember, this program is rated 18. After that, you can drop your contact detail. That simple. And if you want me to play a song for you or for someone special, tell us why we should play that song and who that person is. Just say beautiful things to that person. It's more like a bedtime whisper. Whisper those amazing things to the ears of that person via the radio. That simple. And then request for a song. I'd definitely push play to that song if I have it on my playlist tonight. Thank you very much for always being part of the show. The WhatsApp number to do that is 0809-597-5805. When we get back, we'll be taking phone calls. And of course, I'll be reading your WhatsApp messages. Oh, Junibi is still here. She's waving at me. June, what's your problem? Yeah, back to my story. You know, I love gist, but not that much anymore. So yeah, that Nigerian man, let's respect women, okay? Regardless of the lady's stature, her physique, please treat people fairly. That you are a man does not mean you should just walk around Lagos and be exercising your manly ego. Come on, it's disrespectful, okay? And women as well. I think it's not gender-based. I think people should just respect people, okay? Know where to draw the boundaries. And if you're getting upset, I think it's best you just keep short. Walk away from the situation. It's better that way. Okay, welcome back once again. This is your radio girlfriend, Adele Blessing. 30 minutes more before we call it a day. Let's get into the hookup edition of the show. Oh, you want to get booed up? You're tired of being single? I know what it feels like, trust me. You're back from work. You have tons of things to talk about, but nobody. Ooh. Puppy face. All you do is plug your phone at dawn, you're up, and you're seeing battery full. I am not laughing at you, but I've been there. I mean, it's so relatable. And as I battery full, you're getting to see messages from your network providers. Ah, your data is running 25 MB. I mean, messages like that can be very annoying and frustrating. I tell you the truth. I don't know about you, but when I wake up, and I'm not saying, good morning, my baby. Good morning, my angel. Oh, no, I don't like angel. No. Good morning, my darling. Yeah? Good morning, Ada. You mean the world to me. As you're waking up today, wake up to greatness. I believe in you. We can do this. We're going to pull this through. You know, when I don't see things like that, and I'm waking up to see battery full, disconnect charger. Touch is a particular place in my heart that I just... Anyway. So I don't want you feeling that way, yeah? And I never want to feel that way as well again. I don't want to go back there. So I know what it feels like to, like, you know, have that person that you just hit up at any time. If the person is busy, you know that you can drop a text and you are certain that you're getting a response from that person, and you have that one person that you can vent on, that one person that you can gist with, laugh with, cry with or cry to, that broad shoulders, maybe not that broad, I mean some people like skinny guys, but regardless, you have that shoulder, and you have that lady that's there for you, giving you words of affirmation, oh babe don't worry, everything is gonna be fine, you got this, I believe in you, you're strong, you're smart, you're my king, you're my world, you're my amor. Mm-hmm. You know, words like that feel so good. So if you want to be in this WhatsApp group, when you're waking up in the morning, you're going to bed at night, you're feeling all lovey, you're be like, ooh. Okay, you're at work during the day, someone is writing you like, hey, what's up? Lunch break? What are you having? It just shows that care. Oh, someone's thinking of me right now. I am in someone's brain. I'm living rent-free in someone's head. Yeah, a good feel, I know. You want to be in this WhatsApp group? Jump on it. Tell us about you, your name, age, blood group, location, occupation, and your age. You can tell us about your religion, your personality, then you drop your contact detail and tell us about the kind of person you want to meet on the show. Maybe your friend, you're tired of having fake friends, you just need to build something new, something again with real people, people that will help you grow, people that will inspire you. Feel free, tell us about you as well and what you need your friends for. Or the, your new friends, your prospective friends. You need a one-night stand. You need a partner. You're thinking of threesome. You're thinking of an orgy party. You're thinking of having a sugar daddy who's going to be fixing your bills while you fix his other needs. You're thinking of a sugar mommy. Whatever. It's rated 18 or adult. Feel free, jump on it. Just tell us about you. Follow the rules and drop your contact detail. That simple, okay? Now let's get to business. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The female line is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I am good. Oh, the sky is up. Sorry, my love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, you
know. Awesome. Oluwa darling.
We're
starting with you.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah, what's up?
You're not in Lagos, right?
No. Oh, well, me and Lagos is the end, you know. Where's my coming?
Madam, now.
It's cool, though.
And as you say, to ending.
Who go
change oil?
No, it's a good oil. If I go now, I will be angry. So I don't want to go.
You still the vex? Come on now.
No, I mean, I can't want to go now.
You still the vex? We don't tell you, say no be our fault now. Say
no, 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 no. I'm not vex again. If I vex, I have to tell you now. You know, me and my mom, they know me, all my family know.
Okay.
If you come to me immediately, I will tell you. And if I say I don't leave them, I don't leave them. But say go Lagos, I will remember this issue. You understand? So make I not remember this issue. Make I be.
Okay, that's fine.
So, okay.
I am good. I am good. This is hookup or shout out. You want to give a shout out to your wife or to a family member?
I want to give a shout out to my wife, my lovely wife, my darling.
Oh, now this is it. This is love.
Do you know one thing that sweet me, Ada?
Tell me.
If you woke up, I'll be the fourth person to talk to.
Aww.
They both my brain, make I my wife say.
God, where no?
He will just tell me, baby, good morning, sir. I say, hey. You know, you sweet come and take you off. You actually have eaten. What do you do?
Do you get? It feels so good.
It feels so good. Man, that time, who they give you food? I mean, your husband, if I come, I'll buy a car and bread. I'm not going to be able to do it.
He said just try.
About before you could do something, you know, before somebody will be doing something, you know, I could hide this one now. You know, the work anyhow, you could see the thing, you could see at any time.
I know, right?
Well, it is,
well done. I'll look for the song. And if I do have it, why not? I'll play it for you.
I need to hook up.
Oh, yeah. Come on, be going.
I need to hook up.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Okay. Hello. So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Okay. Wow. Loads of WhatsApp messages. Okay. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
God bless you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How is work?
Work is good. Thanks for asking.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. And
I just want to say good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Take care of yourself.
What?
Yeah, I just want to call and say good morning to you.
Oh, I want to, darling. Thank you so much. I appreciate this, okay?
Say bye.
Thank you and bye. You see? And I wanted to drop my detail tonight, but for this single call, I've changed my mind. He just called to hear my voice. What else am I looking for outside now? This is enough. More than enough. Huh. Thank you, my love. Okay. Let's take some WhatsApp messages at this point. What are we starting with? So we have this one here that reads, good morning, Ada. My name is Ian Achor, living in Lagos from Imo State. I am 33 years old, a businessman, dark in complexion. My genotype is AA, blood group is O positive. I'm an introvert, average in height, a Christian. I am considerate and caring. I want to link up the lady from the age bracket of 25 to 30, devoted Christian, caring, working or doing business for a serious relationship. If interested, call or WhatsApp me by the number 0806-250-5030. I'll take that again, 0806-250-5030. All right, thank you so much for that. Let's take another. We have this one here. My name is Maxwell. My name is Maxwell and my Igbo name is Makuchuku. Wow, I didn't kill your name. And my friends call me Embrace. I am tall, slim, fair guy and handsome. I love fashion and I'm a very neat guy. I'm staying in Satellite Town, Lagos. I'm working in a company that's into logistic and transportation. I'm from Enugu State. I need a very neat and tall girl for a serious relationship. The person must be tall and must be working and God-fearing. And the person should be from the age bracket of 22 to 25. Any tribe apart from Yoruba, whether fair or chocolate is okay. And let the person have at least good shape, not too slim. My number is 0813-362-2157. 0813-362-2157. Again, I'm a Christian. All right, my dear Christian brother. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning, Big Mike.
Good morning.
Oh, not Big Mike. Sorry, dear. What's your name?
My name is Vincent.
Vincent, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos, man.
All right, talk to me.
Actually, I just tuned into the station. I was just watching my TV before.
Okay.
So I don't know the topic of
this. Is the hookup segment, and also a segment where you can give a love feel shout out to that special one.
All right. So, okay, the hookup segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm there.
So, tell us about you.
You said?
Tell us about you.
Okay. My name is Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a businessman.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know what it's...
Okay. You're Vincent, a businessman. What business do you do?
Is that?
What business are you into?
I sell female bags.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Imo State.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
What's your blood group and genotype?
B3.
Hmm?
Is that?
Your blood group and genotype?
My genotype AA.
Blood group?
I don't know for now.
You have to get that information. All right then, and your religion?
I'm a Christian.
Okay. Tell us about your personality. Okay, call back if you can. I need somebody that works at Nigeria Info. Okay. She must answer Adab. Okay, she must answer Adab Blessing. The person must come from Cross River State. But she has to love me back. That's all I need from the person. She must be fair in complexion, but I don't have money. Please let her chat me up. I am Samuel. Okay, Samuel, I'm going to relate this message to her. Hopefully she responds. Hi Ada, my name is O'Hara from Festag. I want you to play a song for me. Don't want to miss a scene by Aerosmith. Hope I got it right. Dedicated to Sexy Moyo. Oh wow. This love is unbreakable. Okay, I'll look for it. Hopefully I do have it. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Ada.
Welcome, Ada. Jeff.
I want to give shout out to my one and only DJ Jeffrey.
Oshé.
Ada.
Yes, my dear.
If the night is dark and the night lost its moon, the only constant thing you can find is the stars.
Oh.
If the stars are not unchangeable, so my love for you can never be changed.
Ooh.
No matter how the thickness of the cloud is, I will always be present by your side. And I love you.
I love you,
Ada,
too. Yeah.
Play this prayer for me. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, I'll play it. Thank you.
Ada, good night.
Good night. Tonight that I said, let me drop my detail, you see? Now I have to love us. It's hard. Now I have to choose. Whew. Hello, my greetings to you over there in the studio. Jimmy Kingsley, electrician. I'm tall and dark in complexion. Fun to be with, a dull moment with me at all. I like to be hooked up with a nice, loving and caring sugar mommy here in Lagos. This is my number, 0802-664-4078. No flashing, please, and please no guy should try my number at all. Thanks so much, Ada. God bless you for us. Okay. Loads of comment. Good morning, Ada. I am Moses. I am Moots from Akwa Ibom State. Genotype is AA, blood group O positive. I'm 39 years old and I stay in Surulere. I need a sugar mommy. Don't mind the age. Please call me on 0803-346-9854. 0803-346-9854. And I wish kind to see Jeff the toast. I did jealous, so no, you don't have to be, all right? Okay, hello.
Hi, Ada.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. What's your name?
My name is Abednego.
Abednego. Okay, your brothers are good, right?
They are fine. Awesome. Thank you for asking. I even got to repeat your details.
I have two lovers now.
Ah. Anyway, yeah. I'm just...
Okay, thanks for calling. We have 13 more minutes and I have three songs to play for you tonight. So let's just start with this one by R. Kelly. Storm is over. And we are playing this song for Mrs. Olua Darlington. Enjoy this amazing piece. Okay. I Love You, a song by Peace Square. Thank you so much, Jeff, for taking us back in time. I mean, I love the song. I loved it when it was everywhere, and I still do love it. Thank you. Oh, by the way, he did get a song to me. Great song. Great request. Oh, I thought he's feeling all of them. Okay, I thought it's okay. We have just... Wow, it's 2 o'clock already. I wanted to say 5 more seconds, but it's 2 already. So what do we do now? Okay, let me squeeze in a call. This is to the hookup edition of the show, so I'll try and squeeze in a call or two, and we call it a day. Tell us about you and the kind of person you want to meet on the show, and please be straight to the point. Hello? Hello? Who's home? Okay, you have to call back if you are that person. Hello? Hello? All right, sorry about that. One lucky last caller. Hello?
Okay, I'm letting me go back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, so let me get straight into it. My name is Abednego.
Okay.
I'm based in Lagos, Nigeria.
Okay.
I am a freelance broadcaster and a clubhouse module business builder. That's
okay.
Clubhouse Nigeria clubs. I am the last of 5. I'm 22. I'm looking for amazing friends. And yes, I'm visually impaired. And also students as well. I'm looking for friends, genuine friends, as well as maybe a futuristic relationship or whatever it is. If you know you are interested, you can WhatsApp, text, or call on the 090-57-58-5888. That is 090-57-58-5888. I beg you, please, don't flash me.
Thank you so much for calling.
You said?
I said thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, my dad. Drop your details.
I will. Give me time. Okay, we have this one. Hope Moyo enjoyed it, hopefully. Hi, I am Kiwi from Akwa Ibom, 43 years old, tall, dark in complexion, and cool and fun to be with. I like exploring. Genotype is AA, blood group is O positive. O positive. We want to hook up with a sweet and lovely woman, working class for a relationship. My number is 0812-061-4151. Amazing Lagos. Good morning, Ada. I trust you're good. Yeah, I am. I am Jamola by name. I'm a medical practitioner. Okay. What am I saying, Ada? Are you all right? I am Jamola by name. I am a medical practitioner. I work in a hospital. I am 27 years old, based in Lagos. I am 6.2 feet tall. Wow, you're tall. Fair in complexion and handsome. I am jovial, Christian, an extrovert, someone who's fun to be with, sweet and caring. I like to meet a beautiful and mature lady with great sense of humor between the ages of 22 to 26 for friendship or friends with benefit. Any interested lady, feel free to send me a DM on WhatsApp. The number is 0703-608-7057. 0703-608-7057. Thanks for playing that song titled I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Forgotten the artist's name, though, but used to have that song my previous phone. Alright, this is a song by Aerosmith. That was stolen in 2015 while I was robbed at gunpoint. Oh my god, so sorry. With dude pointing gun to my forehead. Story for another day. I don't want to hook up. I can't play another song. Off to bed, good night. Elvin Crack, please, if you can, request for the song tomorrow, okay? Oh, alright, Professor Ada, send me your details. Just heard my song. You're sending this for the second time. I saw it the first time, I did not read it. Okay. You're tempting an Igbo girl with money. You're playing, let me sound like my Igbo brother. What's his name? Indabuski. This is very dangerous. Where is he, by the way? The kind of things I watch. Good morning, Ada. How are you doing? Ada is well. Well, I am Rich Kimberlyn, and please, I'd love to be hooked up for a mature relationship that will end up in marriage. I'm from Akwa Ibom State, but grew up in Cameroon, but presently based in Lagos. I am 43 years old, fair in complexion, 5.9 feet tall. Genotype is AA, and blood group is O positive. I'm a graduate and elect engineer. I work, and I'm a devoted Christian. I am humble, respectful, loving, caring, romantic. Please, Ada, I'd like to meet and be hooked up with a mature lady for a relationship that will lead to marriage. Please, she should be a graduate and she should be working or doing business. She should be... Okay, complexion. Genotype is AA and blood group is O positive. She should be a Christian, devoted, respectful, loving, romantic, mature in character. Height 5.7 to 5.9 feet tall. She should be normal in body size, and she should come from either Yoruba, Delta, Cross River, or a foreigner. She should reside between Mile 2 down to Agbara, Egbeda, Igboileri. Phone number is 0909-212-1792. 0909-212-1792. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the text. I really do appreciate you being on the other side of the radio. This is where we got to call it a day. 6 minutes gone past two. Oh dear. Okay. Please don't play with people's emotions. Don't get hooked up with someone only to serve them breakfast. They're not hungry. Don't serve them. Okay? Be a good person. Be honest about what you feel, what you want, and everything. Okay? Try your best. I know it's sometimes difficult, but try. Keep it 100. Ada Blessing is my name. This is where I gotta say goodnight. Okay. On Instagram, I am at Ada Blessy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. And on Twitter at Ada_Blessy. Keep tabs on us at Nigerian for FM Lagos on Instagram and on Twitter at Nigerian for FM. Do well to take care of yourself and good night. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of the Sunny Side, followed by the Hard Facts and Morning Crosswire. Take care of yourself. Once again, I care about you. Always remember that. And hey, you are enough. You're okay. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Good night.